This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live, kicking off hour number three. You can call in and talk live with us. The Us in Studio is Daryl.
And Chris.
And Jackie.
And those call-in lines are available over at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, we've got the Discord call-in lines available over at discord.lrn.fm. And generally, the sound quality is better on Discord than on a regular landline. Again, generally, not always the case, but let's go to the phones where we've got Dan calling in from, I believe this is supposed to be Louisiana, might be Los Angeles. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Metairie, Louisiana.
Yep. You're on the air. Go ahead with your thoughts.
We started the show, I thought, was talking about what sort of living conditions suited people. Am I correct?
Well, we started off talking about the Department of Education, and then it went into a discussion where somebody had called in and they were talking about some of the guaranteed contracts that were given out after Hurricane Katrina hit the Gulf Coast, and then it kind of went into a discussion about living conditions for a little bit.
Okay. That's the one I wanted to talk about.
Yeah, go ahead.
And we start saying what would be a living condition for certain people, and it kind of went around in my mind, and I was thinking about some of the more upper-class things that we don't consider as places for humans to live, such as these freight containers. They're going back of 18-wheelers. People are now taking them and making real houses out of them, putting plumbing in and air conditioning, yet they were not made for that purpose. I was just wondering if that would pass as non-living conditions for whatever the free stuff that they were trying to give away.
I mean, I think if they've repurposed it and they've put in, like, electrical and plumbing, at that point, it is intended for human habitation.
That's just the building material, right?
So yeah, it's a
metal box, basically.
Right, but based on the way some of the building codes are written, that repurposed shipping crate might not meet the building codes in certain areas because they don't studs every 18 inches or whatever
it is.
Well,
I mean, local building codes vary widely, so.
Right, well,
yeah.
Most of the local municipalities, they're adopting like a uniform code to where, like building code in New Hampshire is not going to be vastly different from Massachusetts or California or Oklahoma.
Yeah, but people are definitely taking those shipping containers and repurposing them. And I know that like people have stacked them up and built apartment complexes out of them in some places. So obviously they're integrating them into the code somehow.
Right, and people have also taken decommissioned airplanes, and they've converted those into, basically a big, giant mobile home.
Yeah, so I think once you've gone in and you've put in, like, electric and plumbing and whatnot, at that point, you've converted into something that is intended for human habitation.
And there's this other guy on TV that's making tree houses. It looked very elaborate. I wonder if they could get away with the same stuff.
Possibly. A lot of it would wind up depending on local interpretation. And, Dan, thank you for the call.
I mean, there's always going to be edge cases.
Local interpretation of what the building code is. You don't have a wheelchair ramp there, so you can't actually live in it.
You can live in it. It's just you're going to have difficulties renting it out or actually using it for business purposes, I think, is where the wheelchair ramp comes in.
Yeah, usually.
Or like a school has to be accessible.
Well, there are some places where they have requirements that all new construction has to have interconnected smoke alarms. So, if your treehouse doesn't have electricity or interconnected smoke alarms, local code enforcement can come in and say, you're not allowed to live here. And we've actually covered stories about people
Who lives in a treehouse?
There are people that do.
Okay.
I don't know the names of them.
But one without electricity?
Yeah, we covered a story on this show a couple of years ago about somebody that was living in an elaborate treehouse, and local code enforcement came in and said, you're not allowed to do that because there was some kind of thing in the local ordinances that all new construction had to be hooked up to the grid, and they weren't hooked up to the grid.
Hmm.
Oh, see, you got yourself a tiny home there and solar panels. Well, we say that you've got to be connected onto our electrical stuff. Oh, you say you don't want to be connected to our electrical stuff? Here's a thing that says you've got to get off of your own property now.
Mm.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's a bunch of different issues. There's the local code issue. There's whether HUD would consider the person homeless. Then there's whether, like, local homeless human service agencies would consider the person homeless when doing their, you know, census of the homeless population.
Right.
Because they usually go out once a year and try and find everybody and count them up. But, you know, I mean, they'd miss us, like, by the HUD definition.
Right.
Daryl and I are homeless.
Right. And there's actually a state rep here in New Hampshire that is dealing with some legal instances in his hometown where he doesn't have a certificate of occupancy for his property.
Yeah, this is ridiculous.
And I don't know what the latest is on that legal situation, but this guy knows his stuff. Like, he's representing himself, but, you know, as a state rep, you know, one would think state reps know the law. In some cases, they don't. This guy does. And he's got, you know, in my opinion, he's got a very good legal argument. But unfortunately, I think he's probably still going to wind up losing just because, well, the city wound up filing the case and blah, 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 they've got more money. But I think he's retired. He's got the time to wind up taking this, you know, as far through the courts as
he's probably
he
got
wants
a 50-50 chance of winning because he's right. If he was wrong, he'd have even a much, much less possibility of winning.
No, if you're right, I think you've got about a 30% chance of winning because judges are generally biased towards municipal lawyers.
Yeah.
At the local level, anyway.
I would agree.
You move up to the appeals court, and I think it then bumps up to about a 50 to 60% chance. But the local district judges, they're going to wind up siding with the local municipality
The law is clearly on your side type of situation.
Well, this is one of those things to where the state law appears to be on his side, the local ordinance not so much, but he has a good legal argument.
Mm. So speaking of judges, I have some breaking news.
All of them retired?
No, a federal court in Texas judge just declared Obamacare is now unconstitutional, and it says, this is from The Hill. This just happened just broke an hour ago. The reasoning of the ruling states that in 2012, the Supreme Court upheld the mandate to have coverage because of Congress's power to tax.
Right.
So that's why they originally ruled it was constitutional.
Right. But
Congress removed the fine for failing to comply with the mandate, which he argues, he being the judge, means the mandate is no longer a tax and therefore is unconstitutional. In a controversial move, the judge added that because the mandate is essential to the rest of the law, without the mandate, the entire law is invalid. So it's going to go back to the Supreme Court.
Interesting.
Wow.
Yeah.
Super interesting.
Well, one thing that was pointed out after that 2012 ruling where the court said, oh, it's legal because it's a tax and Congress has the authority to tax. Well, the Constitution says that all taxes or all new taxes must originate in the House of Representatives. The Patient Protection Affordable Care Act originated in the Senate. So if it was a tax, it should have been deemed unconstitutional because it didn't originate in the proper House.
Yeah, but I mean, that's
interesting. What was that argument made? If the argument's not made, they can't do anything.
The argument wasn't made because the court hadn't deemed it to be a tax yet.
True.
How can I make an argument that the judge hasn't ruled yet?
But it's going back to, it's going to have to go back to the Supreme Court now.
Interesting. More on that, maybe, plus your calls and thoughts, and feds finding a business for selling something that they were allowed to sell. This is Free Talk Live.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at piratewithoutborders.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
When do you want to spot that burglar? When he's casing your home or after he's in? Ask John, whose Blink camera alerted him of burglars trying to break in while his family was home. Or Shannon, whose Blink camera caught a package thief. Blink motion-activated cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on two AA batteries that last up to 2 years. Save up to a whopping 40% off all add-on cameras and systems through December 22nd while supplies last. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 in studio tonight. It's Daryl.
And Chris.
And Jackie.
And, you know, we talked a little bit earlier about, well, the usage of crypto has gone up. And apparently, some people are having trouble figuring out how to actually spend their cryptocurrency. Well, if you operate a retail business and you're looking for a point of sale for accepting cryptocurrency, well, it's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.Global. There's no paperwork or approval process needed to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.Global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses into the setup page, and then load the app. Well, or you can now actually download an app instead of using the what's referred to as a progressive web app. And that's it. You're ready to accept cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, Zcash, and more to come. Again, get started over at AnyPay.Global. That's AnyPay.Global. And Jackie, you just sort of broke a story about a judge in Texas, federal judge, ruling that the Patient Protection Affordable Care Act is wholly unconstitutional because the individual mandate was repealed by Congress, and the individual mandate was what was used as justification by the Supreme Court back in 2012 to uphold the PPACA as being constitutional because the mandate was deemed a tax.
Well, I mean, the mandate's there, but Congress removed the fine, and the fine was the tax, and so since they removed the tax last year, it's no longer justifiable. And they said because the mandate is essential to the rest of the law, without the mandate, the entire law is now invalid.
And
so the mandate is no longer a tax because you don't have to pay anything if you don't get health insurance.
What was the level of court here? I know you said a federal court, but was it the just a circuit court? It wasn't the a district court? Not the full circuit, I'm guessing.
I'm looking here. I'm not finding it in the Hill article. Let me look at the other. U.S. District Judge.
Right. So, yeah, all right. This is probably just one of the smaller ones. So before it winds up getting to the Supreme Court, it would have to go to the full circuit. And I think Texas is in the same circuit that's based out of New Orleans. And then after that, it would wind up maybe going to the Supreme Court, but it takes a long time for things to work their way through. But this is definitely something that is going to be interesting, because I forget which one of you had mentioned off air that apparently the deadline for signing up for like new coverage or something is tomorrow.
Yeah,
there's Well, why don't you keep going with the story, because it's there's an interesting point that one of the people in the story make out towards the end of the story.
Let me just go ahead and jump down towards the end where it says Democrats accused the judge of waiting until the election to issue the ruling, saying he knew striking down the law before the election would harm Republicans. The court case, brought by 20 GOP-led states, was at the center of this year's campaign after Democrats attacked Republicans for supporting the lawsuit and seeking to overturn Obamacare's protections for pre-existing conditions. The Trump administration, in a rare move, declined to defend the law in court and instead argued the pre-existing condition protection should be overturned. Nicholas Bagley, a law professor at the University of Michigan, posted on Twitter that he thinks the ruling does not prevent the Affordable Care Act from remaining in effect while the appeals process plays out because there is no injunction from the court.
And there you go, right there. So it sounds like you'll still be able to get coverage and continue with your plan.
Yeah, because as part of the Affordable Care Act were these health care exchanges, and the whole thing is very convoluted.
That's not that convoluted.
But if you like your doctor, you can keep the doctor unless the doctor decides not to be a doctor anymore.
I mean, I think most paperwork is straightforward, and I found it straightforward. But I also am one of those people that goes through and calculates her taxes on her own, so...
So let's jump to something else involving the feds. This story from Reason. California-based online retailer has been ordered to pay a penalty of $60,000 for selling non-corrective, purely cosmetic contact lenses without first obtaining prescriptions for the non-prescription products. Let me read that again for the slow people in the back. There was a company in California that was selling something, an over-the-counter product, but they're being penalized for not requesting prescriptions for something that does not require a prescription.
So are these like the ones that give you, you know, red eyes or cat eyes or purple eyes?
That's what it sounds like. The picture on the article from Reason shows somebody with the V for Vendetta mask as the eye. But again, these are non-corrective, purely cosmetic contact lenses. The FTC says Lawrence Duskin repeatedly violated the agency's contact lens rule, which stipulates that retailers can sell contact lenses only after obtaining a copy of a valid prescription or otherwise verifying the consumer's prescription, with the physician who issued it. The rule applies even to non-corrective lenses like the ones Duskin has been selling through a variety of online costume shops since at least 2014. The commission initially fined Duskin $575,000, the largest fine ever issued for a violation of the contact lens rule, before suspending all but $60,000 on the condition that Duskin comply with a variety of record-keeping and administrative requirements.
Wait, so they're agreeing with him now, and they're letting him continue, yet they're still going to fine him $60,000?
No. They're not saying you can continue. They're saying you can continue if you wind up doing all of the record-keeping that we say that you have to do.
Okay.
You want to sell these contact lenses that turn somebody's eyes purple? Get their prescription from their doctor.
Now, it sounds like even though
there's no...
Well, here's the issue. So even though they're not using them to correct vision, apparently contact lenses come in different sizes, depending on the size of your eyeball. And they say the risk is if you get the wrong sized contact, it could cause damage to the eyeball.
Right, and if I poke myself in the eyeball trying to get one of my eye hair, you know, like there's all kinds of ways that people can hurt their eyeball that don't require prescriptions.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that that should be the law, but the reason for it is it's not just the same as, you know, getting, you know, pretend glasses. It's
right.
Going in your eye, and it has to apparently be sized for your eye, and that's part of the prescription, even if you're not getting them for corrective lenses.
Reason continues, it's probably pretty easy to understand why Duskin wasn't verifying his customers' prescriptions. You wouldn't expect to have to check for a prescription before selling a pair of goofy costume glasses or Quidditch goggles for a Harry Potter cosplay. An attorney for the FTC's Bureau of Consumer Protection says the strict rules are necessary because contact lenses are more intrusive than a pair of glasses. There's more on this, plus your calls and thoughts, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump uses Twitter to announce Mick Mulvaney will be acting White House Chief of Staff. Mulvaney is currently the Office of Management and Budget Director. He's a former conservative congressman from South Carolina. A senior administration official tells CNN the job is his to lose, and if things go well, the position could be permanent. The 7-year-old girl from Guatemala who died after journeying across Mexico to illegally enter the U.S. with some 160 migrants likely died of dehydration and septic shock. Deputy White House Press Secretary Hogan Gidley says the girl's death is tragic and could have been prevented.
It's a sad time, but it's also senseless. It's a needless death, and it's 100% preventable. If we could just come together and pass some common sense laws to disincentivize people from coming up from the border.
A Department of Homeland Security official says without the life-saving measures undertaken by Border Patrol, the child would have likely died in the desert alone without any medical care whatsoever. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea, timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And Jackie.
And there's more to this story that we'll jump into in just a second, but I want to make sure that we thank Cam Cakes, who is a platinum amplifier. We've been going through over the last couple of months and thanking the amplifiers individually. And tonight, Cam Cakes, you are getting thanked for, again, being a platinum amplifier, going above and beyond the minimum $5 that we do ask of the amplifiers and the amp program. Again, $5 a month, and it helps us do 3 things: advertise, market, and promote the show. Specifically to program directors to try to get the show on more radio stations, but also to try getting more listeners, because, you know, at the end of the day, we're really trying to spread the ideas of liberty, and your dollars combined with other people's dollars help us do that. And you can learn more about the AMP program and find out all of the perks that you get over at amp.freetalklive.com. Jumping back into the article here from Reason about the company Lawrence Duskin that was fined by the FTC, originally $575,000. That was reduced down to $60,000 because they were selling non-corrective P purely cosmetic contact lenses without first obtaining a prescription for a non-prescription product. Again, the FTC said that they decided to reduce the fine on the condition that Duskin comply with a variety of record-keeping and administrative requirements. An FTC spokesman, or rather attorney for the FTC, Elisa Bernstein, says, quote, "It's a medical device that's regulated by the FDA, and it's something that goes directly into your eye. Getting the wrong size contact can be a serious health risk." Reason says, yes, there are potential risks with sticking things in your eye, especially tiny pieces of plastic that go on the front of your eyeball. Those risks should be pretty obvious to anyone who is voluntarily buying novelty contact lenses, and those consumers have a pretty good incentive to make sure that they get the right size. Requiring a prescription just doesn't make much sense, not least because it's unclear how you'd go about getting a prescription for contact lenses that don't correct your vision. And if you buy a gold and diamond encrusted grill for your teeth, also an FDA-regulated medical device, by the way, and one that comes with a list of potential health risks without needing a prescription from a dentist, seems like the same standard should apply here. This is not merely a theoretical debate over the best way to regulate or deregulate costume eyewear. The mandatory prescription rule is one of the reasons why actual prescription contact lenses are more expensive than they should be. Because of the rule, most contact lens sales are handled by the same people who make contact lens prescriptions. It's an uncommon arrangement, and one that leads to a cozy relationship between manufacturers and the doctors who can steer patients towards their brand, as Veronica De Ruggi, a senior fellow at the Mercatus Center at George Mason University, wrote in a 2016 piece for Reason. She said prescriptions are brand-specific. This makes it difficult for consumers to shop around. Choosing a different brand requires paying for another eye exam in order to obtain a new prescription. Now, this is not something that I knew. Jackie, you wear eyeglasses.
Yes.
The prescription for your eyeglasses, it's not brand specific to, you know, lenses made by one particular company, is it?
No.
So why would contact lens prescriptions be specific to one particular contact lens manufacturer?
Corruption.
They say here, eliminating the contact lens prescription requirement would increase competition and lower prices by allowing consumers more freedom to shop around. It works that way in Europe and Japan, but the estimated 40 million Americans who wear contact lenses don't have that option. More affordable and readily available contact lenses would also allow more people who need corrective lenses to have them. And, of course, it would put an end to the silliness like the federal government handing down a six-figure fine for selling a piece of costume.
Yeah, I mean, it basically sounds like, you know, somebody's tried to set up various business arrangements where they can try and get a monopoly or you know, quite a bit of market power by saying, oh, you can only, like, contacts should be sort of a customizable product, but otherwise a commodity, not like, oh, you can only get this type or that type. Like, they've basically, you know, it's like computers and proprietary hardware. They've basically come up with, like, proprietary hardware for your eyeballs, where, oh, well, if you want to go and get a different brand, you have to go and get a whole new prescription because the measurements for this brand won't translate to measurements for the other brand.
Right. Or,
and so it's just an annoying thing that businesses try to do sometimes where they want to lock you in to their particular product by deliberately making it not compatible with other products.
Right, and I think that there are some car companies that are trying to do that with certain things. Obviously, they can't do it with, say, tires.
Yet.
Yeah, just wait.
I'm sure at some point it will get there, but, you know, like, tires are fairly universal as long as you've got the right size, but it's not, you know, one of those things of a Goodyear tire will not work on a Yugo. Like, Goodyear tires will work on a Yugo, just make sure it's the right size. Now, I will say stay away from Ford and Firestone because we know how that ended about 15, 20 years ago.
Right.
But, you know, there are other things where certain internal pieces within, you know, like engines might not work properly if you try going, you know, off-brand or aftermarket.
Yeah, you have to, for a lot of parts for cars, you have to get the part from, you know, that type of car.
Right.
Like, you can't just, you know, it won't physically fit.
It's their artificial restriction, so they would otherwise work if the manufacturer didn't have a little device in whatever it was that said it won't communicate if it detects a non-certified component that to work
right.
with, basically.
I mean, they've been trying to do that with you know, printer ink cartridges.
Yep,
right.
It's absolutely done with printer ink cartridges.
Yeah, and we covered the story about the unauthorized John Deere repair people.
Now, I have a question, fellow libertarians who dislike government regulation and think, oh, the market will solve all problems. What do you do when companies just want to do a dick move like this and just arbitrarily make proprietary parts
so you
can only buy things from them?
I have an answer to this. Stop buying their stuff. but also, there's another thing. There's another issue here. One of the reasons that they get away with it is because the government has allowed them to use copyright and intellectual property laws basically patent laws to, you know, get into this situation in the first place. Without those laws, companies, other companies that want to compete with them have figured out how to work around their digital restrictions. And then they sell a product, but then they get sued. So
right.
They sell in court.
So you're against property rights.
I don't believe in the imaginary property rights that government has created when it comes to copyright, trademark.
You're kind of on board with the libertarian socialists. They don't believe in imaginary property rights when it comes to
property.
Land. So,
it's not imaginary. Land is not imaginary. It's a tangible thing that you can hold in your hand.
But the right to it is imaginary.
The libertarian socialists don't say that land doesn't exist. They're saying that
it can't be owned.
Right. Shared resources cannot be privately owned.
Like if it's not like a house that you're personally using and living in, your property right to where someone else is living is imaginary. That's their argument. So it's very interesting because there's been this whole freak out within the Libertarian Party about libertarian socialists. And it's like, but then libertarians will sit and say, oh, well, I'm against intellectual property rights. And it's like, okay, well, obviously, we all have different ideas of what can be property.
This is Free Talk Live. You can find us online at freetalklive.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. Freeescapebook.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
All right, this is another edition of the Edgington Post Show. I am Mark Edge, and today I have with me a longtime friend on the internet, Luis Fernando Mises. Luis, you there?
Yes, I am here. Thank you for having me, sir.
Yeah. Luis, you are one of the people that works over at The Dollar Vigilante, who is basically Jeff Berwick, the guy who's putting on Anarchapulco. But I wanted to get a chance to talk about this Dollar Vigilante Summit that's going on in conjunction with Anarchapulco.
Yes, it's actually a really great thing that's happening prior to Anarchapulco. So Anarchapulco is the second half of the week, and the summit is the first half of the week. And, you know, historically what's happened is that we have a lot of subscribers, and they come here to hear people that write for the newsletter and some guests that we also bring about to help everybody understand things better, to help them see investments that could happen that could yield a lot of good money. We're going to have Ed Burgess. We're going to have Doug Casey. We're going to have Jeff Tucker. Obviously, Jeff Berwick and myself. And the part where I get to contribute with is the Dollar Vigilante Groups. I am the manager of the Dollar Vigilante Groups. And what that is it's a perk to be, a member of the Dollar Vigilante. And we have groups all over the world, and they're on Facebook. And we are currently working to put those in our actual website to avoid any kind of, Zuckerberg manipulation as well.
Facebook's a great way to find new people and talk to new people. It's a terrible way to put together events, that's for sure. And you never know, at any time they can decide, well, we don't like what you're talking about anymore.
Oh, gosh, that's happened. I have literally been blacklisted from Facebook, and I currently have to use a VPN and a different name and tell them that I'm, in China or something. I changed my VPN's location, because my actual IP address has been blacklisted. So, yeah, I know the pain of that.
So what are the kind of things that people are going to find out if they go to the Dollar Vigilante website or go to the Dollar Vigilante event?
Well, I will tell you, I'm going to share a little bit of a conversation that I had. I'm a leadership development consultant, and in one of the classes we had a guest, a vice president of a really big construction firm in the United States, and I cannot disclose the name of the person or the company. If, you know, whenever we're in Acapulco, I could probably talk with more freedom about this in person. But what I was asking this person is, hey, you know, I follow the economy pretty closely, and according to my calculations, it seems like there's something big coming up. There's something like 08 or even stronger. And what he said to me, he said, you know what, Luis, what's happening is not that we're going to have a complete debacle, but the market is changing. The market is switching, and it's becoming very, very different. So what people can expect at the Dollar Vigilante Summit is perspective on how this new switch is happening and how we can benefit from it financially, and also investment opportunities and other things that a lot of our speakers will be talking about. So it's not, there's a lot of doom and gloom situation, but this is actually a fantastic opportunity. Most of the biggest wealths in the history of mankind have happened during recession times, and it's not, again, an explosion of horribleness is just a shift of the market.
Right. I mean, people look at the stock market as though it is the thing that defines how well the world's doing this way or that way. But, wealth can be gained in a variety of different ways, whether it's bonds, loaning money to businesses, whether it's, precious metals, real estate. There's a variety of different ways that one can gain wealth. It's, not all stock reporting.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, for instance, precious metals, I would not even say that those are investments. Those are hedges towards, they're insurance. So you can keep money. I mean, I have gold and silver and some other things, and those are there for insurance in case, it's a fan. But there's other ways, like you said, real estate is a really big one. And even though there may be a downturn, there's always people with a lot of money that will be moving things around. And if you're one of those, this is a fantastic opportunity for people to learn what we can do.
And who's the right person to go to this Dollar Vigilante Summit?
That is a difficult question. I would say that definitely people that are a little bit more seasoned in investment, like if they know, how to do money speak, if you will. This is not always a 101, but it's a fantastic opportunity to learn a lot if you are just getting your feet wet into the idea of finances.
What are some of the things that you're predicting personally? What are you seeing with Dollar Vigilante predicting for, sort of the worldwide economy right now?
Well, there's actually people that are going to be talking about that. I don't want to give away the farm, but what, Ed Burgos and Jeff Berwick and Rafael Laverde are talking about in the newsletter is basically how we all can benefit from the upcoming things. As you can see it, like France is like in a really horrible situation, and it's not just about the Paris Agreement. It's not just about carbon taxing and all those things. They have like an entire list of 30 things that they're asking the government for. And then if you remember just, a year or two ago, Cyprus went through this, and then Greece went through this. So this is actually getting closer to, United States. As you can see now, there's also a slowing or more constipated economy happening here, getting us ready to the switch. So I just want to invite people that want to protect their assets, and not just protect their assets, but to increase their capital, to be able to come to this event. And as like I was telling you, one of the parts where I focus on is in the groups. It's sometimes kind of challenging when you are relatively awake to the state of affairs of the government. We feel lonely a lot of times. So this event also helps us connect with liberty-minded individuals. And to me, that's a really important thing. We are able to make long friendships with people all over the world. A lot of times we have more in common with somebody from, 2,000, 3,000 miles away than what we have with our neighbors.
I really feel that way when I'm at Anarchapulco. A lot of the people that come for the Dollar Vigilante Summit stay over for Anarchapulco. I've only ever sort of flown in, gone Anarchapulco, and left. But yeah, I would absolutely say that I have met these people, and you're absolutely right. I have more in common with them than I do in many times people who are right in my own town. And it's, I guess I have many things that are in common with them more so than people in town, and, you know, so a few things in common with the folks in town, too. And I think it's well worth the adventure. There's worse places to be than Acapulco in February, that's for sure.
You know, a lot of people say, hey, you know, it's the fourth most dangerous city in the world. Why the hell are you there? I mean, number one, we can dissect this in many, many ways. But number one, if you're not connected with any kind of cartel or criminal activity, it's very unlikely that something's going to happen to you, you know?
Yeah, I'd like to know about how, for international visitors, how dangerous is it? Because I've been there multiple times, walking around on the streets, sometimes even, you know, at night, and, you know, multiple times at night, and never felt in any way threatened.
Yeah, I mean, Acapulco is a big city, and it's an old city. And anybody that has visited cities know that there are places to avoid, and then most other places that are nice. So, you know, if you just practice common sense and you don't go to, you know, I mean, it's like going to, like, pretty close to downtown in Philadelphia, you know, towards the east side. Like, nobody wants to go there.
Yeah.
And same thing in L.A., you know, same thing in Mexico City. So all those places have these holes, if you will. So just staying, you know, practicing common sense, using Uber, using not getting, you know, drunk and into, like, starting problems. I mean, like, just common sense stuff. Now, out of that situation, we, like, in the summit, we're going to be in probably one of the best resorts in the entire American continent, if you will.
It's gorgeous.
So it's beautiful. So aside from the fact that, you know, it's really not even dangerous at all, we're going to be in the nicest part of town. So where there's, like, all sorts of private security and people are fine, you know. This is where all the actors and actresses and, I mean, Johnny Cash had a house there. The guy that owned Microsoft, what's his name? Bill Gates has a house there. So this is an area that's pretty posh. So nothing is ever going to happen there.
Right. A lot of people, it's an undiscovered jewel, Acapulco. If you get a chance to go down to the main city, this is the sort of resort area, Diamante, which is great. But if you get a chance to go to the main city, it's great to, you know, tootle around in a taxi cab, see some of the sights. It's wonderful. Where can people go for the website to check this out?
Well, there is one for dollarvigilante.com and then just an acapulco.com.
Excellent. Thank you, Luis. I appreciate it. Appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com. And you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.